This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday will seek to comfort a Texas town ripped apart by the largest American school shooting in a decade amid lingering questions about whether law enforcement's failure to act swiftly contributed to the death toll. Biden's familiar role as comforter-in-chief will be complicated by local anger over the decision by law enforcement in Uvalde, Texas, to allow the shooter to remain in a classroom for nearly an hour while officers waited in the hallway and children in the room made panicked 911 calls for help. Investigators are seeking to determine how critical mistakes were made in the response to the shooting that left 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School dead, and some are calling on the FBI to look into police actions. Biden is expected to visit a memorial at the school and meet with victims' families. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris called for a ban on assault-style weapons during a trip to Buffalo on Saturday, saying that in the wake of two back-to-back mass shootings, such arms are, quote, a weapon of war with no place in a civil society. White House aides and close allies say Biden is unlikely to wade into specific policy proposals to avoid disrupting delegate gun negotiations in the Senate. Meanwhile, leading Republicans like U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and former President Donald Trump rejected calls for new gun control measures and instead suggested investing in mental health care or tightening security at the nation's schools. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott denied that any of Texas's new gun laws had any relevancy to Tuesday's bloodshed. This is VOA News. Israeli police faced off with Palestinians holed up inside Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque on Sunday as hundreds of Jews visited the holy compound ahead of a contentious Jewish nationalist march through the Old City. The annual Jerusalem procession celebrates Israelis' capture of the Old City in the 1967 Middle East War and draws thousands of cheering, chanting participants to its narrow stone streets. Palestinian factions have warned the flag-waving parade through the city's Muslim quarter could reignite their decades-old conflict with Israelis at a time of highly charged tensions. Hours before the procession was due to kick off, police locked some Palestinians inside a mosque on the Al-Aqsa compound as Jewish visitors arrive for daily tours of the compound, which is revered by both Muslims and Jews. Palestinians threw stones and shot fireworks towards police, who responded with stun grenades. The UN envoy for Sudan has decried the killing of two people in a violent crackdown against pro-democracy protesters. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The comments came Sunday, a day after protesters once again took to the streets of the capital to denounce an October military coup. Hundreds of people marched in Khartoum, where activists say security forces violently dispersed the crowds and chased them in the streets. The UN envoy says on Twitter he's appalled by the violent death of two youngsters in Khartoum. The two were killed in protest in a Khartoum neighborhood. One was shot dead by security forces and the other died from tear gas. That's according to the Sudan Doctors Committee. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Local officials say Russian and Ukrainian troops are engaging in close-quarter combat in an eastern Ukraine city. They reported that Russian forces were storming the city on Sunday and the fighting had knocked out power and cell phone service and terrorized civilians who have not fled. The area has emerged as the epicenter of Russia's quest to conquer Ukraine's industrial Donbas region. They're stepping up efforts to take a nearby city. The two cities are the last major areas under Ukrainian control in Luhansk province, which together with neighboring Donetsk makes up Ukraine's industrial Donbas region. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday will seek to comfort a Texas town ripped apart by the largest American school shooting in a decade, amid lingering questions about whether law enforcement's failure to act swiftly contributed to the death toll. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.